Follow this agenda, I guess. We got to call the meeting in order. We have to approve the minutes of the last meeting. Let's do that. Do I make a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, we had the meeting. We had the discussions with our auditors, Malicki and...
Drescher Malicki.
They went through their findings. The question became there was still some reconciliations of bank statements that were not done from the previous year. And I guess it basically, you know, this should have been done. There's no questions that it has to be done. We as a committee asked everybody, the finance office and the controller's office, to get together, to call the company that did the whole program to see why it's not done. And, you know, if you want to tell us what you found, where we are, so that we can move forward with this.
Sure.
Go on.
So we did reach out to finance to try and facilitate a meeting with us and New World. I think Bert felt like that wasn't going to be beneficial, as the meeting that was set up was the basic bank rec seminar that we had already attended. And I felt like this is really more of a specific issue to Ulster County. I did speak to Esther Wilson myself. She was the woman who was responsible for the implementation here. She suggested that there were two things that would make the reconciliation process easier. Beth and I spoke with Bert this morning, and in speaking to him, he says that what Esther is suggesting won't work for us here.
And just to give the committee, Esther is the New World trainer. She's also from a small, very small county in the state of Washington. So in terms of how she relates to what we have, you know, it's another discussion I mentioned to Alicia that I have to have with Esther and Alicia, because, you know, you can't compare what she's done in a small county in the state of Washington to what we do here.
But this leads, you know, and this is why, you know, the discussion happened the last time about having New World, you know, fix the problem.
But I don't think there is a problem, excuse me.
Okay.
Because the general ledger is the general ledger in terms of all the transactions are recorded from each deposit. The cash is recorded in New World.
So what's the problem?
Okay, so my quick summary of what I've done in the past 2 weeks. So I was sent to Esther Wilson by Ron Vetter of New World. According to Ron and a couple other people I had spoke to, Esther Wilson is the authority on bank recs. I mean, they all said she's the specialist here. She's the person I should talk to. Esther said that her understanding of how the program is meant to work is that receipt batch posts should be matched to deposit slips per bank. So that would make a transaction report that would essentially tie to the bank in a meaningful way. So I know I'm sure Mr. Merck can agree that a reconciliation should be methodical. It shouldn't be playing with numbers or breaking apart numbers. So even with the report that Bert is referring to, it requires me to go into the system, find out how many transactions make up one number, schedule them out separately myself. There's no report to pull that gives the detailed transactions. And then I'm essentially playing with bits and pieces of numbers, and we're talking thousands in a month, to a point where I spent 65 hours on the deposit account for December of 2014 and still had 80 transactions that I wasn't able to reconcile using that method. So then I reached out to Bert, since he had mentioned that he was able to reconcile the deposit account for 2014, which he was. And he provided us with that reconciliation and also told us that the bank book would be
helpful. Which is a tool I use.
In the reconciliation process. So we had been using the bank book that's been in the county for years.
The bank book's a piece of software?
It's an Excel. I'll just summarize it.
Manufactured Excel spreadsheet.
Well, it's something we do to basically keep track of the daily deposits. Deposit slip comes in, we put it in the bank book. Okay. It's a tool I use.
Okay. Right, and as far as I'm concerned in my discussions with New World and with Burr, as of right now, it's the only tool that we have to tie the GL to the bank statement. So when Bert gave us that information, I put everything I had on my table aside for today, and I've been working on bank recs all day. Got through December of 2014 using Bert's reconciliation and the bank book. Got through January and February of 2015 using the bank book. So one of our concerns, and we've expressed it before, is that the bank book is manufactured in Excel. And I'm sure that there's a lot of processes that go into this, and as of right now, it seems to be the only tool we can use. But I don't have any way of verifying that transaction by transaction, what was entered in Excel matches New World.
You do. The original deposit slips.
But I can't match that back to New World.
Sure you can.
So we haven't been able to do that.
That's the process with the general ledger. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I did that.
Right. Well,
I mean, and it's not just that. My thing is, this wasn't reconciled last year in the old system.
It was.
But not this account. There was another account that was reconciled. So it's not the financial system.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
So let me just state this clearly. We've closely documented every exchange that we've had with the Commissioner of Finance and his office to try and work through this problem, not just with the current folks that are sitting here, Alicia being a CPA, but with her predecessor, who was also a CPA, and ran up against the problem on a continuous basis. We think there's solution here. We think there's opportunity here. We spent over $600,000 in a financial management system that should have a module that will help both of us through this process. Right now, we're using an artificially created document, which is an Excel spreadsheet, which anybody can go in and manipulate the numbers to. I think what we're finding here is that we're looking at the same work, but through two different sets of lenses. And we seem to be getting a little closer. I mean, I think that there is some consensus between Alicia and my staff and the commissioner and his staff. The problem, though, that we're being faced with is we don't want to see this show up on the management letter again.
Why didn't it? It was the second year in a row that you had a problem.
Correct. And we brought this we brought these issues to the attention of the Commissioner of Finance over the course of the last 18 to 19 months, fully documented. I don't know if you brought up the information with you, and an email exchange.
Okay, can you walk me through what happened between the audit committee when the auditors were sitting here and told us point blank, the audit committee, that that was going to be in the management letter? And then the management letter shows up a couple days later and it's not there. And to me, this is the second year in a row with a significant finding. And my knowledge of this stuff is that it has to be reported in the management letter if it's not addressed.
So it is, basically they refer to the SAS 115 letter that details what significant deficiency is. So in their management letter, they say, we noted there was a significant deficiency. Please see the letter dated September 24th.
So there was a negotiation around the language in the letter. Is that what I understand?
I think it's pretty much standard.
But not from us.
No, I think it's standard.
I mean, I didn't change anything. It's not my audit.
No,
and this is why I want to go on record. An audit and a management letter should never be released before the audit committee gets to see it. They refused to give it to us before.
Who's that?
Dresler Malecki.
Because they said they wanted management to see it, and then it got released without the audit committee getting approval. Why do you have an audit committee?
But the auditors work for the legislature. They don't work for the controller's office. The controller's office does not hire the auditors. The auditors are hired by the legislature.
I understand that process.
And I agree
but
with
management
you.
Has input into what goes into a management
not
letter
not
with the auditor on a regular basis.
Not
you didn't have any input into this.
No.
It wasn't discussed.
I think it's
the one thing that was discussed with me last year was journal entries, and I told them with our new system we have a process, and I addressed that with them. Other than that, I was told that this was going to be an issue.
And we were told
there was going to be an issue, and then it wasn't.
Okay, it was an issue, and it was written up as a significant deficiency, and that I think that was what Carl was intending to tell us. I mean, it is in that September 24th SAS 115 letter. I think that's where the significant deficiencies are reported, because it's not a material weakness. And I think it's pretty much standard language as far as that's concerned, and I don't think it's a reflection of Bert or anybody speaking to the outside auditors. I think it's status quo of how it's reported. And it was reported in the SAS 115 letter, and if it isn't taken care of by next year, it will be a material weakness, which will affect the opinion on the financial statements of Ulster County and ultimately our bond rating.
Can I request a copy of the previous year's management letter?
Yeah. Don will get it.
The legislature would have it. We don't.
I don't know who has it.
I mean, look, instead of going backwards, here we are right here. We had a meeting. We're at this meeting right now. I mean, we'll address the issues that you're bringing up, Rich, with the auditors themselves, and we'll deal with that with the legislative body and the auditors regarding that. But the question become, disregarding all that, there is still a problem regarding what's
right.
before.
Right.
And how are we going to resolve that?
Well, let me just say this to you, Mr. Chairman. We are the county's chief auditors. We are telling you, as we have told the Commissioner of Finance, that they have a problem with the way they keep their bank accounts. We have it documented. We followed that paper trail during the course of the last.
Then why did months. I reconcile it, Elliot?
Because you're using a manufactured document.
No, I used the financial system to get there. No, wait, hold on, Elliot. Because the one thing, you guys are responsible for the banks to look over the bank statements and stuff. Why did I find out in March that a payroll check cleared the deposit account in October?
Because we've been.
But shouldn't you have picked up the phone and let me know that this check cleared the deposit account so I could get it fixed?
You know, again, we're telling you that your methods of accounting don't seem to be working effectively. You have a $600,000 investment in a financial management system that should.
But this was a problem before.
Excuse me, that should be easily be able to create a module to resolve this issue. And that's really the approach that we've taken, and I think that we've been really collegial about it. And did we bring that issue up to the auditors? Absolutely, we did. We sat with them and let them know that the issues with the reconciliation. And we're telling you now, as the county's chief auditor, that there's a problem.
Well, now, as a county chief auditor, how do you go 18 months with an unreconciled account?
We've been asking for 18 months for assistance. We've let the county exec know.
We've let the commissioner of finance know.
And what was the county exec's response to this? I mean, this should have been like priority one. No?
I agree with you. And we're not the keeper of that information in one of those books. And I'm sure you understand from a professional standpoint, when the books are presented to us, they should be presented accurately and completely. That has not been the case over the course of the last 18 months.
Can I make an observation, though, as an outsider?
Absolutely.
It seems like we have a couple middle schoolers that won't play together nicely.
I agree.
And at the expense of the taxpayers and at the risk of the taxpayers, and as a legislature, you guys should be jumping up and down, in my opinion, because get the two in the room and get it straightened out, for God's sakes. It's 20 months later now. This is crazy.
I agree with you.
And stop worrying about the power play. Get it right. Let's go.
And again, I think the indication here is that you're just...
How would the public look at this? Think about this.
You're right.
You guys would both look awful.
And I'm willing to go publicly about it because you're looking at the professional opinion of a CPA that's sitting here, not just this CPA, but the CPA that preceded her, too, who had the same issues with the Commissioner of Finance and the Finance Department. So we're telling you, here we are. We are the smoke alarm in the room. We're telling you that there's a fire. Now, we can't put out the fire because we don't manage the books on a day-to-day basis like the Commissioner of Finance. But we're the one that's alerting you. The beep is going off that there's a problem here. Now, that being said, I think there's some solution. I think there's an opportunity, and I've seen it happen already, to work together. But we have this amazing financial management system that we haven't been using to the best of its ability. We're still keeping records in an Excel spreadsheet, which we shouldn't be. This should be a real simple process, and I'm sure you've done it 100,000 times, that we should sit down at the end of the month, here's the deposits, here's the bank statements, here's the financial management system, here's the reconciliation, we're done, we're out of here. And that's what it should be.
So I need to, as a third party, be able to reconcile these transactions without having 80 transactions that require further inquiry of finance. That's not an efficient bank reconciliation, and it shouldn't require their knowledge from being there on a day-to-day basis for me to be able to reconcile.
I understand that. So just for the benefit of myself and maybe some other people that are not aware of the whole checking control here.
Right.
Because you're in charge of reconciling because you're not in charge of writing the checks. Right?
We have nothing
okay,
to do with the
transactions. Can you just explain that for everybody
right,
to make sure
right.
that we show the checking
so
balance here?
We don't accept cash. We don't record transactions. We don't even have the ability to do it within the system. So all of these transactions, everything that's being recorded, so whoever's, it's like basically I'm trying to reconcile somebody else's checkbook, right? So unless it's got, if it's organized in a way that I can do that by looking at it and looking at descriptions or having something to tie back and forth, I can't just sit there and play with numbers all day to figure it out. And it's not a way a bank reconciliation should be performed. It should be methodical. I shouldn't be guessing. I shouldn't be playing. And I shouldn't be spending 60 hours on 1 month. It's not okay. So my, instead of going back and forth and pointing fingers, let's talk about a solution, because I think that's where we need to go at this point in time. So Bert and I and Beth spoke this morning, and Bert said that he was able to find some of the reconciling items by using the bank book, okay? I understand it's not ideal, but if it's a tool that we can use to get it done, it's important to use it. We were able to do it for January and February, and beginning in March, we had issues. I only had this morning to work on this, so I sent Bert the listing of the months, the differences, which has happened in the past, and Bert has gone back in and investigated and figured out where the issues lie. But if the Excel book doesn't tie to New World, then I can't use that as a tool, because then I have absolutely no faith that the two correlate to one another. I can verify any of the disbursements out of the account. I can verify most of the deposits. It's cash receipts and cash and check deposits that cannot be reconciled. The bank book does aid in that, but it needs to be up to date every month, because right now I can only get to February and we're in September, okay? So, and I can't have the auditors come in and say it's not being done timely. The bank book needs to be taken care of in a timely manner if it is, in fact, the only tool that we can use. I'm okay with using it if it's the only tool. New World has a different opinion. I'm not going to tell Bert how he should be depositing or doing receipt batch posts, because I don't do it day to day. And if he's saying that doesn't work for us and she doesn't understand, that's okay. We will use the bank book, but it needs to be up to date. It needs to be paid attention to. And these differences need to be sorted out in a timely manner, or else we're never going to get this done. And it's never going to be right for next year. And so, it's got to be.
So a couple questions. First of all, I mean, what we're doing is because we had a meeting and everybody's cooperating. Why wasn't everybody cooperating last year to start this process, number one?
Well, I wasn't here, so I don't want to speak about that. And I think we all know there have been struggles, and I think instead
of... That's great, struggles, but the thing is, we haven't resolved anything. We still haven't resolved anything.
Well, but regardless of moving fast...
I guess on October 14th, we got some cooperation. So, I mean, you know, it's only, you know, 24 months almost after the initial issue. So, I mean, I think that's crazy.
It's been since April of 14th. We went live.
So, just what I'm hearing is, you know, not a professional. We've got two different CPAs that are having the same problem. We have a new system that's been implemented. Sounds like to me the new system that's been implemented is causing problems.
Well, and that each day we're, you know, I'm working with them to make it easier. I mean, and to make the department's lives easier. I mean, we are only
What's
in
your
a year.
A new system. I mean,
it's a lot better than what we had before.
It's better.
I mean, let's put it this way. What we had before, I couldn't put anything in Excel. I'll just go with simple, basic.
You couldn't export
that.
A thing.
You couldn't I mean,
nothing.
Report-wise, much better. There isn't, I will say, the one thing, and I told Alicia and Beth this morning. Right now, I can't find a report where you push a button, here's your reconciliation. I don't think any system has that. Is there something easier that we can figure out that might make it easier? Sure, I'm always open to ideas.
In the meantime, can you provide to her what she's asking for in order to make it?
I always do that on a continuous basis.
Alicia, you said January, February is done. March, you have some problems.
Which I'm looking into. She sent me the email.
Those problems he's looking into?
Yeah.
Yes, and I mean, we did this morning, so I sent
And I just got the email this afternoon.
Half an hour ago, so obviously he hasn't had time to look through 6 months worth of...
What was New World's other solutions that... I got the feeling that you weren't thrilled about the solution.
One of their ideas, and correct me if I'm wrong, is one batch, one deposit, in terms of how we do our batch system. We've decentralized our cash receipts, which means departments are doing their own. I even use my office. I have four people at the tax counter. Each one of them have a batch. They get combined into a deposit. Once they, and I have to prepare a deposit at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they then have to open a new batch for the next day. So there's this ongoing collection of money. I can tell people, don't come to my counter, but that's not proactive at all.
But didn't you know this before we purchased the system? Spent $600,000?
But and I did, but
this
is the way...
one small facet of a larger financial system.
We were doing the same process before with our old finance. There's no way I can limit one batch for deposit, there's just no way.
So, Mr. Chairman, I want you to be assured that we're working through this, okay? And I think that I truly believe that there'll be a resolution to this. I think what's happened to date, and again, I'll offer you the opportunity to read through the emails, not by this current group, by the predecessors. There's been this frustration because of the lag in timing of the accuracy of the information. And you've heard that right now. You've got information that's 6 months behind.
Lag in timing means risk, though.
Right, exactly. No, I agree with you, and that's what we kept saying.
But, Elliot, excuse me. I'm finding out today problems in March. Is that my fault?
But
we couldn't get to March till today.
Right. Well, but
we've been trying.
So
well, that's the whole point, though.
Right.
We had this problem for 18 months, thereabouts, even a little longer.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Why weren't we doing this 9 months ago? Why are we at this point doing this now? Why weren't we doing this a year ago?
We've been sending the same emails.
Right, it's documented. From our standpoint, again, as the county's chief auditor, we've brought that to the forefront continually. We've got it documented by email exchanges with the Commissioner of Finance. We've got it documented by trips down to the finance office by my staff. So I appreciate the fact that you've put a fire under somebody's behind and that this will get resolved. But I think that we really need to come to terms right now. Where, as the legislature, you're sitting on a $600,000 investment that you made in a financial management system that can't aid us in the reconciliation of bank statements. That's ridiculous. And I understand what Bert's saying about his cash receipts. It reminds me of the story about the little girl who asks her mother why she cuts the end of the ham off when she puts it in the roasting pan and puts it in the stove. And the mother says to her, the reason I cut it off is because my mother did it. And she asked the grandmother why she didn't. The grandmother said, because I had it too small of a roasting pan. Well, we're still cutting the end of the ham off. We're still doing what we've done continually pre-financial manager system. But I got to tell you, I got a crackerjack group of people working with me.
Ellie, no one's questioning anybody's ability here. I mean, the question becomes, why weren't we doing this a year ago? Why are we here today doing it? Why wasn't it taken care of?
Can I comment on that?
Well, wait.
Hold on. But I mean, that's the whole point. Why couldn't you first of all, bring to the audit committee and say, we got a problem? We didn't know that you're going back and forth.
We brought it to the auditor. We brought it to the outside auditor's attention last year.
Outside auditor's attention, not to the committee. All right, we knew about it when we had the problem with the committee itself, that they weren't reconciled.
Was it in the management letter last year?
No, we just spoke about.
It wasn't back and forth.
We can go back and forth who, what, where. The question becomes, hold on, Rick. The question is, we are up to March 1st of this year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And that's great.
Which is progress.
Very big progress. I mean, from, we did, what'd you say, 3 months? 4 months and from the last meeting? Three months?
No.
Well, 2014 is what it is. I've reconciled December so that any reconciling items that existed in December will be carried forward into, obviously, January of 2015. But the outside auditors are only going to be looking at 2015 when they come in. So, I mean, at this point...
You cheated, Alicia.
I'm doing the best I can. I would like to point out, again, that the December account that I reconciled this morning had been changed up until July of this year. There were still edits being made to that account. So had I gone in June or May or April or earlier in the year, I might not have been able to reconcile.
There was adjustments made by the auditors.
Right. So if they were necessary adjustments for the reconciliation.
Okay, so if it was reconciled, why would an auditor make an adjustment?
Well, in July, it wasn't reconciled. You know, now we're at the
exactly.
Right.
So, but I have to say that if, in fact, the reconciliation I was provided today, the December reconciliation that I was provided today, that was prepared before the outside auditors came, if that was shared with the outside auditors, we may not have gotten a significant deficiency.
The auditors wouldn't accept it from me.
So who would they accept it
from the comptroller's
office.
They said it wasn't provided to them.
They wouldn't accept it.
What do you mean they wouldn't accept that?
Because it's the comptroller's responsibility to provide the reconciliation, not my office.
So if you provided it to Alicia, would they accepted it from her?
Undermining the auditors that way?
No, because then Alicia would have had the opportunity to review
it. Well, then Alicia's responsibility.
But his office...
And then ensure that it was correct. So that being said, I think we're solution-focused here. And I know that my staff is working diligently to get to that point. I would like to say here, on my reputation, that... you won't see this show up again in the next management letter by the auditor. But the importance is that we are provided with up-to-date and accurate information. In the case that we're not, we will cite it ourselves. We will make it public. We'll stand before the legislature in a public meeting every month and explain to them exactly why those accounts weren't reconciled. And I guarantee you that the underlying issue of why those accounts weren't be reconciled is that the information has not been accurate and up to date. So we're going forward from this day. Alicia's worked really hard. Beth has worked really hard to get this moving forward. And I would love to report back to you next month to let you know exactly where we are.
But again, our reconciliation is going to be dependent on the bank book being adjusted, corrected, whatever is going on for the months up until September.
Well, I get, you know, and I'll get that done. But my one issue is that's just a tool. The real financials in New World is a general ledger, which is the true record.
Right, which
I use that to reconcile 9 months. And yes, it took me more than 60 hours to do.
With the assistance of the bank book.
Yes, but I also
really... So without the bank book, if you can't
I still could do the general ledger.
I can't do it without the bank book. I mean, that's asking a lot.
All right, let me ask you something. You had mentioned the process of multiple batches going into one deposit. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming each one of those batches has a stack of documentation
checks,
below it.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yep.
And...
payments for tax.
Totals for each of those batches from each counter.
Yep.
And the four go together in your example into one deposit.
Correct.
So if you took those four pieces, mm-hmm. doesn't that give you the documentation you need that comes from the...
Yeah. I mean...
Am I missing something?
You're not.
No, because it's not... It's not multiple batches here to one deposit there. There's bits and pieces of batches here. They're not, these batches don't necessarily all come together to any one deposit. I mean, the transactions basically break them out into the smallest detail, and they could be grouped either way. It's not, if it were like that, it'd be a lot easier.
Is a deposit slip prepared by the new $600,000 system?
No.
Why not?
The batch, because it's a manual deposit slip. From the bank. I mean, I have a bank deposit slip.
Right, but there's no detail from the system batch, that shows?
The total batch is, yes. There's a total batch report that matches that deposit.
The batch.
But those don't match
the
deposit.
Can a system be adjusted or fixed so it would do it?
That's in question.
No way.
I gotta look at it.
Clearly.
It doesn't matter what it costs.
Doesn't matter.
Otherwise you're going to be here every year, same thing.
I don't know if you were here earlier, but Alicia did have a conversation with New World. They feel that they can provide a solution
the
to
one
this.
Batch system.
Bert's kind of feeling that they don't understand the idiosyncrasies of it, but our conversation with them is that we can get some solution.
I think you need to find...
I mean, is that an acceptable solution? It would make reconciling a hell of a lot easier, right? We all agree. It would make the bank put a bullet in their head because, and your staff with 100 deposits.
I will let you know what I've tried to do going forward, too, is end of the month always causes a problem because I have some batches with the August 31st payments and September 1st. I see that. I split the batch out, make a deposit for August 31st. I make a deposit for September 1st. So I have those separate. It makes it easier reconciling. You know, I'll work with New World to see what we can do with the batch. Honestly, I don't have an answer to that.
This data goes into New World, correct?
Yes.
So, again, walk me through this. You got someone at the counter, you got a batch for the day. Is that in New World already, that information?
Once we have to enter. I mean, we enter the information. It's in a cash receipt. Correct. Yes.
But the person who took the money in is not automatically going in on online at that point.
When they process the receipt, they're doing that right then and there.
So it's going into New World. They're entering the New World right then and there.
Yes.
But doesn't it have to be posted to the GL separately? Isn't that like a separate...
That's the batch, when we combine the batches and make the deposit.
Right, so, but if they're entering it in, you have it coming in at the source.
Yep.
Can't you get a report to show all those sources and what it batched into?
Yeah.
Doesn't that all coming
from
New
batch,
World?
There's a batch report.
Right, and those batches
don't correlate
to the deposit slips. And
well, that's what I'm getting at, because it's 4-1.
Pieces. It's not always that way, though. It's not always multiple batches on this side make up one deposit. If that were the case, it wouldn't be that difficult to play with numbers to figure it out. It's bits and pieces of these batches. These groupings, these batches, can fall all apart, and be individual transactions and make up several different deposits. It's not, once they're batched together, it's not like, okay, now those have to make it somewhere to a deposit altogether. That doesn't happen.
Well, can't we change that procedure?
That's what we would like.
I mean,
to some degree, I mean, I realize
one of the issues is there's other departments making deposits. That's what I have to work with.
Right.
There's the issue.
Another solution that I had suggested earlier today was perhaps Esther said that the GL date, which would be the date that the receipt batches are posted to the GL, should correlate to the deposit date. So then that way I could use dates to try and figure out where things were going. Burt indicated that that didn't work for them because the GL date is printed on the receipt. And obviously, if somebody's having a transaction, the receipt should reflect the day the transaction happened. Of course, we agree with that also. My only question is in trying to research while I was doing these reconciliations earlier today, is I think that the date that would be reposted on the receipt would be the payment date, which would be the date the money was received or expended. And the GL date is the date the batches are posted to the account. So I would think it would be okay for the GL date. I wouldn't see why the GL date would be on the receipt. I would think it would be the payment date. But maybe that's a flaw in the system. Again, I don't receive cash or expend cash, so I can't tell you exactly how it works. I've never even seen it.
Much like a bank, right? Mm-hmm. I go to the bank at 2 o'clock. My receipt says October 14th. My deposit, my GL, it's not going to say until October 15th, right?
Right.
Right.
So I think that's what I was saying.
They do day of. Yeah, they don't
that's
do that anymore.
They obviously don't have the $600,000 software.
No, they do real time now. They don't do that for the next day.
Esther seemed to indicate that was another possibility, but then I don't, I mean, I'm not going
to
say that it is or it isn't a possibility. So I'm under the assumption that the payment date would be printed on the receipt. Bert told me it's the GL date. I don't know because, again, I don't have access to that information.
The payment date is on the receipt.
Yeah, I mean, it's something, you know, in terms of the GL date, a lot of it, one thing is, once it comes over from all the batches, I can't change the date, which is a good thing.
Right.
All right, so at least you have open communication now between the two offices, correct? We can move forward. We can go beyond March 1st, move this thing along in the process. Burt and Alicia, you're going to talk to New World. You got to talk to New World?
I think it's not. Well, maybe we'll get there.
Talk to New World and see what kind of solution you can have for the problems that we exist now. And Burt together, get on a conference call and do it.
Yep. I think we tried to initiate that already. So, I mean, we're happy to participate in that at any point in time. I'm happy to call Esther and ask her to reiterate what she spoke to me. I mean, I took notes. I have the date and the time I spoke to her, and I can ask her to work with the people of finance to figure out if there is a solution to how they're processing things to make this reconciliation process easier. But I do think that from January to present, the bank book is going to be something we're going to need to use unless they can go back and rebatch or do something. What's been done has been done.
And how much comfort do you have in the integrity of the bank book?
Well, I do have comfort in the integrity of the bank book when it has been reviewed, and I can tell that Nancy Wolf, who is a very knowledgeable person and really knows what she's doing, she works for Burt, she is going back in and she is making corrections and she's putting in notes and comments that are helpful to me when I'm going through to reconcile it. And I can tell she has done that up through February. I'm sure they have a lot going on, but it hasn't been done from March to September. I'm confident that once Nancy does go in and do that, that the books will be usable to do the reconciliation. But again, as I said, right now, they're not.
So this software obviously is very good at some other things because clearly it's no good at bank recs. So this is not unusual. I mean, I think I said this in the last time that,
right.
You know, you get a good piece of software that's really good at something, and they're like, oh, yeah, we got to do a bank rec. And they throw it in, and it's a piece of crap.
Sure, absolutely.
Right? I mean, is that your...
So, it's also government
you're
software.
You're not the only county that's using the software.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, how old is this software?
No, I will say we're one of the few that use the entire software package.
Can you say beta tester?
Yeah, it happens.
$600,000 beta test?
All right, so what kind of time frame we need to, from this point forward, to see if we can move this thing along regarding the conversation with New World and also continue with the reconciliation of the checks.
I already reached back out to Esther Wilson. I left her a message and an email. I'm waiting for her to get back to me so she can, because I wanted her to explain to Bert what she'd explained to me. Obviously, the two of them could probably have a more productive conversation. So as soon as Esther gets back to me, I'll correlate with Bert regarding that conversation. But as far as the reconciliations, that'll be dependent on when Bert's staff can get back into the bank book and get those up to date. And as they are, this is my number one priority. Like I said, I put everything aside that I was working on today, and I spent all day.
So, Bert, what time frame do you need
to get it done?
So how long?
Who knows?
I know. We have to know. We have to know.
There is a problem.
Two weeks.
We'll provide you with an update.
I did 9 months.
Well, give them 30 seconds to think about it. Now, that doesn't help that nastiness going back.
I just move on.
No, 2 weeks. We'll provide you with an update a month from today.
Well, no, not you. I mean, we're all in it together. It's not your office, his office.
It's
together.
Crazy.
Alicia and Bert, get together. Call New World together. I mean, so that she don't have to tell you, then you have to tell him, and back and forth. You know, bring the problem together, do a conference call, get it done with.
And if it isn't going to work with New World, which I'm really questioning that New World's going to get a better solution, okay, then I think we need to set some kind of new procedure between the two offices as what goes on and how it works and some timelines on it that are check and balanced.
We actually have established those before and shared them with Bert, but we were waiting for the new system to see how the bank rec module is working, so... And then we kind of got hung up on it not working, the module.
So there actually is policies in place.
Our office developed some procedures. I don't know if Bert agreed with all of them, but I know that he kind of reviewed
them. Right, but I really think it's important that this office doesn't develop the procedures and shove it down that office's throat.
I think we need to do it together and say,
this is going to work. Okay, I mean, this seems like the problem. We develop procedures, and this office says those are unreasonable.
They don't
screw
know anything
it.
About it.
You know, I think we need to find something to stop, because one big thing I wrote is lagging time is risk, and you guys are all going to look ugly if something happens on your watch because the bank recs weren't done. And that's the dangerous thing that I just can't believe is going on in a county of this
size. You're
going
to look bad, too. You're on the audit committee now.
I got plenty of recordings saying how aghast I am, believe me.
All right, so 2 weeks he can get done what he needs to get done. Giving it to you, how long does it take for you to move forward?
I can let her know month to month.
It'll be sooner than that.
And I would request that the legislature checks on this every single meeting you guys have.
I mean, I'm happy if it will help you guys be up to date on our status. As we send Bert the reconciliations for his approval, I'm happy to send it to the audit committee so that you're aware of when they're being completed. Okay. Then you'll know when they're up to date, and you'll know going forward that they're up to date.
Maybe we need to have more meetings.
If we need to, we will. I'm not the chairman. He's the chairman. All right, so everybody understands each other. By the end of the year, we're going to have this resolved.
Oh, I hope before then.
Okay. Any other questions?
And if it doesn't get resolved through that, I think we just need to get some decent procedures. You guys, I mean, it's an easy enough thing to do. You have some good ideas. You have some... great check and balance. I think we just need to get this taken care of.
Okay.
I mean, it's not really that, you know. And it sounds like you made a lot of progress. So,
anything else? Thank you all for coming.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.